Okay, we're picking up from the very top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the very first words of Man Haytaina. Just to remind ourselves, the Mishnah was discussing a case where you had two people who married two different wives, and basically they ended up getting mixed up between the two of them. And then the Mishnah added, and if they were achin, if they were brothers, you'd be chayav eishes ach. And then if Reuven and Shimon were married to Reuven and Shimon, or really sisters, then you're going to be chayav all of those cases. And if they were nidas, also b'shem nida. So we tacked on to eishes ish, achos ishto, achos eishes achiv, and achos ishto, those three isurim. And then we added on nida, you're going to be chayav four different isur d'oraisin. So the Gemara is asking, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that explains you're going to be chayav four different chayav echatos as if you did this by accident? Who is the Tana of the Mishnah that holds that all of these things, you're going to have an Isser Kolel, an Isser which is an inclusive Isser, an Isser that's extending to an Isser, and an Isser Bevas Achas, the simultaneous Isser happening all at once? How do you have that over here? The Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah was assuming that all four of these things are going to be taking place during this, to be saying that you're going to be chayav four chatoses. The time Reuven married Rachel, she was already usher to Reuven's brother Shimon, on two accounts simultaneously. She was usher mitzad eishes achiv, and she was a eishes ish. So this would be telling you that would be iser bevas achas. So that's Isser Vasachas. We've taken care of that one. And Shimon then marries Rachel's sister Leah. So then, in our example, we've been using Ruvena and Shimon, whatever, we'll just do Rachel's sister Leah, because that's Rashi's example causing Leah's other unmarried sister to become Usher to him as his sister wife. Rachel also becomes Usher to Mitzah. The fact that it was his sister would be an Isser Kolel. At that point, Rachel still permitted to her husband, Reuven, and then she has Nida, that would be Asr Mitzad and Nida, and that would be also to Shimon and as well as the rest of the world. So therefore, that would be Isr Mosif to everybody because you're adding in the attacking on the Nida. So that would be all of these three Mahalchim would be extending to make you have Chayav, the four different Isr Derises. The Rishonim, Redi Tosos, Rishonim asked his Kasha, wait a second. We already saw on yesterday's daf at the end of the Lamed Gimel and Beis on the top over there, we saw that there was a Tana, Rabbi Yossi, who the Gemara was assuming, according to Rabbi Chia and Bar Karpara, would be holding this. He holds of Isser Mosef, he holds of Isser Vasachas, and he holds of Isser Kolel. So why don't we just use the answer of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara wasn't giving this answer because why don't we say Tana Beferish, she says, not like a diuk that others are made in this, rather Beferish Tana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, it's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, this time we learn Beferish in the Mishnah increases. Mishnah Krisus tells us, Yesh Ochal Achil Achas, you can have a person who just eats one thing. B'chayev ala arba chatos v'asham echad. You can be chayev on four different chatoses and one asham. How is that? If you have Tamei Sha'achal Chalev, v'hu nosar min mukdashin, b'yom ha-kippur. So you have over here the Isser Deraisa of a Tamei person eating Kodesh, Tamei lo yochal Kodesh, I believe that's Isser. And then you have an Isser Deraisa of a person eating Chalev, that's an Isser Deraisa, Isser Karis as well. That's the second Isser. And you have the Isser Deraisa of Nosar, Nosar mein lo yochal, Ba'ish Shisarif. You have an Isser Deraisa of eating Nosar, and then the Isser Deraisa of Achila on Yom Kippur. Four different Isser Deraisas. Now, in addition to that, since it was Kodesh, the Chilev was Kodesh, you're going to be Chayav Me'ila, which is going to make you Chayav in the Korban Asham as well. So you're Chayav four Chatoses and an Asham, five different Korbanos are going to be ringing for one Isser Achila. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir says, V'yom HaKippurim, and it was on Yom Kippur also, Isser HaSi Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir, Ima Yisra Shabbos, Sotia B'fiv, Chayav. So Rabbi Meir says that if it was also Shabbos, Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos that year, so you're going to be chayav also mitzad the fact that you are carrying on Shabbos. Apparently Rabbi Meir holds that carrying on Yom Kippur is not Isser Deraisa. Many Tanaim hold, I think we hold it in Maisa, that it is an Isser Deraisa of carrying on Yom Kippur. But either way, Rabbi Meir clearly holds that it's not Isser Deraisa, it's carrying Yom Kippur. So that's why he has to bring the case specifically talking about Shabbos. And therefore, if you bring it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you are carrying it in your mouth, and then you continue carrying it in your mouth and then swallow it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's considered anacha. Going back to Masechet Shabbos, Masechet Irvin. So that's your considered your anacha, and that's why you're mechayev. Even if you're still walking, Tosfos point out that's still considered anacha, and you're mechayev for mitzad that. So that would be the Isser Deraisa. So Amrelo, Einam and Hashem, they said that's not the same category, meaning, and you could say the guy is planting Kelayim, the guy is doing a million other things. That's not part of the Achila. It's not considered part of the Achila B'chol. So I could start picking a million other examples. That's not considered on the account of eating. Rameir is going to argue, Tosfos, Rabam Kasha, what's Rameir going to respond? So Tosfos says, no. Rameir is going to respond that even though You're right. It's not similar to like planting kalai mamash, something else you're doing with your body. Here, it's through the achila. How is it completed? By swallowing. Achila, that was your hanacha. The hanacha was through swallowing, which was the achila shabbos, so really was achila. That's how our mayor is going to respond to the chachamim. Anyway, so Gemara says, chayav amrlo, enam an hashem. This is not the same category. But from the point that we want to mention now, we see that the Mishnah, Alibidur Meir, who holds that all three, they can be tacking on from one to the other. That again, at the time, so let's flesh this out. At the time the animal is born, its chela is being part of the chulin. Animal was always usher for everybody. So the chelav was always usher. So then when it became kodesh, the chelav became subject to me'ilah. Some me'ilah was added to the chelav, so therefore that was an iser mosif to everybody also, because it was kodesh. Then, because it was the guy's property, he can make it a kodesh, make his own thing kodesh. So then, if you leave it beyond the time, so then it went past the time, now it's going to become nosar. So it became nosar. Nosar was again added a new iser to the chelav also, and nosar would be an iser mosif. If the person became tame, then if the person became tame, since the tuma became forbidden to eat the kachim, so it's only on him himself and not to anybody else, he becomes usher to have chelav for the same. Chelav was already usher, but he is going to be usher to eat it because he's specifically tame. That would be an iser kolal, more inclusive for him, but not for anybody else. Then Yom Kippur comes along. So then Yom Kippur comes along. It's going to be usher for the person as well. L'chora, I'm a little confused why we say this iser kolal. This will also be an iser mosif. We're assuming that this is also iser kolal as well. And then how is it b'vas achas? Rameir holds that you're carrying on Shabbos. Rameir holds that the principle iser b'vas achas, because the moment it became shkia on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, that malach Shabbos took effect at the same time. So that would be b'vas achas. We shouldn't be bothered by this explanation of Isra b'vas achas by Rashi. How are they? They're different types. So how are they coinciding at the same exact time? Okay, but that's how Rashi explains the b'vas achas. So according to this explanation, the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying that this is the Aliba Dere Meir. So now, the Gemara points out that really we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer. They argue about somebody who tries to do a mitzvah and ends up violating Isra Karis. How do you have that? Mitzvah Shabbos, we had this. The Gemara on Shabbos, in later part of the Gemara, in Shabbos, Kaflamitz, the Gemara's over there, discusses a case where you have a person who sinned while attempting to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, which was Mila on Shabbos. So now, if you cause a wound, so then you're Isra Chavala, an Isra of Motzi Dam, that's an Isra d'oraisa on Shabbos. So if you're doing the Mila, then it's Hutra, because you're allowed to do Mila. So what happens if you have two babies? You have one 8th day baby, which is supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, and a 9th day, which was supposed to be the next day on Sunday. You get confused, you took the one that's supposed to be on Sunday, and you malam on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so now, if you're going to say he's like a Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's in that case, where you take the 9th day baby, and you accidentally malam on Shabbos, so that is going to be katar b'davar mitzvah, and you're going to be exempt from a chata. So too our case over here, where you have relations with the woman who you thought was your wife, that's also tal b'davar mitzvah, and you should be exempt from all chatas that are involved over here. Ella aliba derbi lezer. Rather, must be according to Rabbi Lezer, who says talk over there. Even if you're tal b'davar mitzvah, you're still, because of the fact that you were negligent, that's still enough to say a kai of a korban chatas. A korban chatas is for a person who was somewhat negligent. Again, it's still shogeg, you didn't do it on purpose, so that's why you have the ability to kapara. And Isser Mezid, there is no korban chatas, because there is no ability to do kapara. Your avera is so bad that only through doing tshuva and begging Hashem for forgiveness is the only way you can get kapara. You also avada need to do tshuva for a shogeg, but in an assistance of the tshuva process is the fact that we gave you the ability to bring a korban. So there's also from that perspective, if someone is onus gamor, if they're totally onus, so then that's beyond the realm of having to bring a korban chatas. And the pashtus is that you're not even chayav to do tshuva for that. That's a whole shayla misasik. That's a famous shayla of Rabbi Kiviger and other achronim. Let's say like I'm leaning against the wall and then a light turns on or off. Let's say it turns on. It makes it easier because mechave might be. So okay, let's say I turned on the light. So then if Reuven turns on the light. So he was walking backwards. He accidentally hits the light. So that's misasik. You're pata from a korban chatas. You're exempt even from a korban chatas because you're not negligent there. You were just how much walking. You were walking and you hit the wall. You didn't even know there was a light there, Bichlal. You didn't even know there's a light switch there. So then the shayla is, do you need to do tshuva at all? So then there's a famous chakir in the Achronim. Some say, yeah, maybe you should do, you have a chiv to do tshuva. Others say, no, you're mamash pata. You didn't do anything whatsoever. It's not relevant to your mice. Okay, so that's the concept of onus, not being chayav a korban chatas. So here, Rabbi Lezer says that you're chayav a korban chatas. That's negligent enough to say that you should have figured it out. So Gemara says, ibay sima. No, you could even say, l'olam alid Rabbi Yeshua. Even Rabbi Meir would follow the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Kikam Rabbi Yeshua, ta'ba devar mitzvah, pater. So now, Aga, by the way, why was the Gemara trying to fit in within the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Maybe just say that he doesn't hold like either of these two shitas. And he's a Tana, he could disagree with them. So Rashi pointed out that Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva learned under Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So they were pashas assuming that Rabbi Meir got his Masorah from these Tanaim. So that's why the Gemara is trying to figure out who was this Tana over here. So anyway, how does Rabbi Meir fit in with this? So another question is, even saying that you could really assume that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. Let me leave with Rabbi Yeshua. That says, even Rabbi Yeshua that says it is pater b'davar mitzvah. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that? Kikam Rabbi Yeshua tavar b'davar mitzvah pater. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that tavar b'davar mitzvah is going to be exempt? That's only with regards to doing a mila on the baby. Does mano bal because the person's rushed to do take care of it on Shabbos? Someone takes the care of that day and he knows the 8th day is coming and he only due to the pressure he makes a mistake on the Shabbos. Aval hi, with regards to a person who's getting married, kevan the in his mano bal, he has no specific time he has to get married. I don't know, you didn't know about the way we plan chasanas nowadays that we may be considered no other choice either. Thousands of dollars people spend on the chasana, that would be his mano bal more than anything else. But anyway, Laos, the Gemara says that clearly he could have just delayed the marriage, get married the next day, figure it out. That there's no, is that considered being rushed to take care of this marriage? So the Gemara says, when it comes to truma, the case of a truma, and it's not rushed, and Rabbi Yeshua still says you're going to be a pater in that example. So therefore, we're trying to assume, again, that Rabbi Meir wouldn't be able to fit in our Mishnah, because this is also in his Baal, and Rabbi Yeshua would say that you're really going to be a pater as well. So we know that only a Kohen is allowed to have truma. A person who is a Zar, who eats truma, if it's b'mezid, it's chayv misa b'dishamayim. It's b'shogeg, he has to pay the extra chomesh. Just similar to a korban chatas, that's only b'shogeg. So now, truma, disnan, haya ocha b'truma. If a person was he thought he was a kohen eating truma, v'noda shu ben gushim and chalutza, and they found out that he was really the son of a divorcee, the son of a chalutza, who's a chalal, and a chalal for all intents and purposes over here, except for the xeris akasiv that his avoda is kasher b'dievet, Paul Yad of Tirtza, the Gemara learns out that if he does the avoda b'dievet, it's kasher after the fact if he did it, but that's the only thing that he's a kohen for. No other halacha is he a kohen. Anyway, so back that's the whole chakir in that corner, but really, Pasha says he has no status of a kedushas kahuna, a halal. Anyway, so he is like a zar in regards to truma. For sure, he's like a zar, and he is going to be usher to eat truma. So now, he was a zar. So Rabbi Elazar mechayev karen lechomesh. Rabbi Elazar says he has to pay. It's like a shogeg. He has to pay the extra fifth penalty. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua exempts him since again. It was tavar d'var mitzvah. Eating truma is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and I think you make a bracha on the Rambam. I think that you make a bracha on Achilas Truma. We're in the time of Shemitah right now, and that's the ha'ara that I thought was very strong ha'ara. That's why I tried to find some fruits. It's best if you go to a field that's mamash hefker, because those are based on a little bit complicated. But Etzem, that Ramon had a convincing share, this was two Shemitahs ago, 15 years ago, a while back, that he was talking about Shemitah is the only thing that's Kadosh Bizman Hazed from Kedusha of the land of Eretz Yisrael that we can eat. Challah, we don't eat. Trumas, Maestros, we don't eat. So all of those things that are Tala and Kedushas Arts, we don't eat. But Truma Shemitah, according to Ramban, is Mamash Mitzvah. To the Achav Elohesser is Mamash Mitzvah. We don't make a Racha, but it would still be a Mitzvah, some form of Mitzvah, according to Ramban. And you're eating Kedusha, Shemitah. What a beautiful thing. So that's very nice. So a person who comes to Eretz Yisrael, maybe you should try to find some Shemitah fruit, to be in a Heter way, obviously. Not discussing the parameters of Heter Mechir would be Mafkia the Kedusha anyway, so that's not going to be. But Otzer Bistin, potentially the way it's done. But again, Otzer Bistin has their own questions, not going to get the Shemitah here right now. But I'm just pointing this out, that Truma is a mitzvah also to eating Truma. So now the Gemara says, again, go back to over here. So we see over here that what was the Kasha? We see that someone doing a mitzvah is going to be, someone does a mitzvah of eating Truma, yet Rabbi Yeshua says he's Pater, and there's not Zmana Bahol. So the Gemara says, no, this Mishnah specifically says, Rabbi Bar Abai said, what are we discussing? We're specifically, Inyan Adiyoma, Erev Pesach definitely is a time which a person is going to be rushed, a person is going to be definitely very pressured time to eat it. And the fourth or the fifth hour of the day, you're not allowed to eat chametz, depending on which side you hold. Like, so you're obviously, and you don't want to burn it. The Pasuk says, which we learn out that you have to keep Truma in a state of guarding it. And if you don't, then you're violating an Isser. So he doesn't want to burn it. You're not burning it as he wants to eat it as quick as possible. So therefore, he was discussing Erev Pesach, and that's why he was manabal. That's why Rabbi Yeshua says he was pater, but here it's not. Rabbi Yeshua would fundamentally agree with this Mishnah and hold that you're really going to be chaya. So again, we assume that Rabbi Meir could fit in with either one of the Tanaim. The Gemara says maybe Ibas Ema, maybe we're talking about Be'isr Bas Achas. We're discussing the Mishnah is talking about with the, it came out simultaneously, Valiba Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Shimon. So you don't have to assume that this was a Liba Rabbi Meir. Rather, we could say that this is really according to Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no contradiction Isra Mosif, and Isra Kola of Kol Shekhen, he doesn't know the both of those. This Mishnah is talking about a simultaneous Isra over here, and that's why it's going to be four different Korban Chatoses, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, Bishlam Akula, so I understand the guards to all of them, the first three, Mishkachas Lid, the Shavin, the Shaliach, you can have it simultaneous in a case where the two brothers, they point a single Shaliach for both of them to do Kiddushin to the sisters. Vishavu Inishlech, and the two sisters, Reuven and Shimon again appointed the guy Yisachar to be their shliach, and then Reuvena and Shimona, who are sisters also, they appointed Zevulun to be their shliach. Upaga shliach b'shliach, and then so Yisachar finds Zevulun, and Yisachar gives the money to Zevulun. So what happens is they are going to be both taking effect in the same instant. So therefore, you have one; all those Isser derises are coming b'vasachas. And if Rabbi Shimon is moded that the concept of b'vasachas, we'd be able to say that this shita is even according to Rabbi Shimon. However, how can you have the case of nidas heichem mishkachasa? How the prohibition of a nida can be found simultaneously? Either they were nidas, they first did the kiddushin, and then afterwards the Isser nida kicked in, which in which case nida would not take effect, or they were nidas when they did a kiddushin, in which case the Isser nida already was bichal first, and therefore the other issers wouldn't apply on them. It would be just the Isser nida would be first, the Isser kare, so nida. So how is this going to be answered? How are we going to say it simultaneously according to Rabbi Shimon? So our answer is Amar Rav Amar Barav B'shalfal is mitos shlusha asar la'achad asar. We're talking about a case where the woman, where they had blood flowing from them from the 13th birthday of this person till the 13th birthday. Lechaviyah inu. The scenario is in order to make that the men are going to be chayav mitos shemasar. There's shemasar lechaviyah inu to be say that they're going to be from their 12th birthdays till the amshach of the 12th birthday. What in the world is going on? Here's Rashi Shmarachovir to discuss this case. If you have, first of all, we know that a person is only chayav right from bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. Bas mitzvah is the age of 12. We all like the time that it's 12. And bar mitzvah is age of 13. So now, we know that a person is only going to be chayav for his actions once he becomes a bar bas mitzvah. So now, if you have twins who are born on Rosh Hashanah 1 year, and then exactly a year later, you have twins who are born on Rosh Hashanah the next year. And then what happens is, the 13 years later, the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before the bar mitzvahs, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, they want to give kiddushin to the sisters. Al Tanai, that the following day it's going to be chal when they turn bar and bas mitzvahs. So then, in the meantime, the sisters began having a flow of a nida before Rosh Hashanah, and that continued to bleed into nida. So in this way, all four of the isurim are going to be taking effect at the same exact moment, the shkia of Rosh Hashanah, because now they become gedolim, and now their nida is real nida blood, not just something else. So therefore, the nida blood is going to be taking effect when they become gedolim, when they are 12, and that would be the obligation over here until when it kicks in, and they become bar mitzvah then, and that's why they become aser, and the kiddushin also takes effect at that point. The major kasha that the older Rishonim are bothered by, which is just when you read Rashi, like what's going on over here, is that these people were ketanim in kedusha. So how in the world is Rashi saying that you're allowed to make this tonight to be chal the next day when they are gedolim? If they were ketanim at the time, how is it that they're allowed to make this tonight? How is it allowed to be chal? That's a big kasha that the Achronim try to answer for Rashi, but that is how we're going to go with Rashi. That's how Rashi explains the case over here. So again, it's possible to have this case according to Reb Shimon where all of them are going to be simultaneous. Now we're up to the next one. Some afish no sam, they separate the woman from the husband for 3 months in case they're pregnant, and they're going to be suffic mamzerim, even though it's b'shogeg. If the example we had, again, Reuven and Shimon, that were supposed to marry Reuvena was one sister and Shimon was the other sister, and they got confused, so now they had bia with the other ones before they saw them, so then we have to wait 3 months to see if it's hook or ubra, to tell if she was pregnant. If she was pregnant from that accidental relations, then they would be chayav to know that they're going to be amzerim, they're not allowed to marry anybody, those children. So Gemara says, wait a second, ha'isha eina misarveres b'via rishena, eina isha b'vasarveres b'vashodet, a woman cannot conceive from the first act of having bia, because a woman, we're assuming, and we're not discussing rishayim, as we mentioned, huchlofu, we didn't say hechlifu, or rather huchlofu, that it was by accident that they got confused. So we're talking about b'hashas, a woman who is a woman who's a virgin, who's not going to be, she's a basula, so then obviously, this is somebody, so how would it be if she's a basula, you're not able to be able to get pregnant. So Gemara says, "Menachem Rav Avua, Shabala v'Shanim." They're talking about a case where they had bia once, and then they had bia again the second time after they became aware the second time after that. So they were with their wives. They thought that with their presumptive wives, and they realized, "Oh, Tetzaka, these aren't our wives at all." Wait a second, Rav Chia taught us in a brisa. Harei kan yesh sheshes rechatos. We have a total of 16 korban chatos over here. Plus in v'tartin avion. Well, according to this, we're going to have not we had 16 again because the four for each of them, four for both sets apart is Reuven and Shimon and Reuven and Shimona. That's going to be 16. It's not going to be, you're going to have 32 because you're going to really have two sets of vias. So that's going to be 16 times 2 is 34. You're going to have, you're going to have 34 sets of Korban Chatos. It's not Sorry, it's 32, 16, 32. You're going to have 16, 32. You're going to have, not bad math right there. So you're going to have 32 korban chados you have to bring. Again, so you did it twice. So now Rashi deals with the kasha, but wait a second though. Wasn't this behela mechatz? That we learn in the Gemara in Krisus tells us that if you do an avera, person does a Shabbos behela mechatz with one particular mistake before becoming aware of your mistake, you only have one korban chados. Why didn't you say over here that they weren't aware of it? And that's a good, very good answer. So lachora, so the Gemara has to be a shita Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in Krisus is of the opinion that someone who has bia with the same iser, he is going to be. He says the concept of bias mechalakos that we split up the bias and therefore each one is going to be independent and each one is going to be chayav a korban chatas. And since we saw, we just before tried to establish this is the Liba Rabbi Eliezer, so that's why we're stuck. We were going to try to answer according to him also. So Gemara says Tamayach Rabbi Eliezer to mechayav a kol kach vakach. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who you want to tanya is the tanya of this Mishnah, so that who says that each obligation, each individual is going to be every action that they do, every bia they're going to be chayav. Tuvi Havan, there are more parts for each. According to him, every Maisa Hano that he's having while having the relations is going to be Chayav. Like the example of a person has Bia with in the middle of the Bia, the woman's pierced the Ishtanida. So the Halacha is, a person's not supposed to pull out because the Hana of pulling out in the middle of the Bia is going to be considered the same Hana. So you're not supposed to, either you're supposed to wait till a person's no longer his thing is not erect anymore. So then he's able to pull out. So now, so each action we see, the Hana is also part of the Chiyav over here. So if we see that each hana, the hana is, so then there's more than one maisa hana from every bia. So elo the koyach rishon kachashiv. So rather, we're forced to say that you're right. It's not just the hana while having the action, which is multiple actions of hana. Rather, it's the fact that the first effort in the bia that action is the original hana, and that is going to be what is going to be mechayev you. Hachanami the bia rishon kachashiv. So here too, even if the Mishnah is referring to a case where they do two forms of bia, we could say that the Brisa is referring to the case by the first and not more than that because it's one maisa, one action kilu together, and that would not be. Of course, the Bialov Chai have more than one. So now the Gemara just mentioned that women can't have Bia from, can't get pregnant from Bia Rishona. Amar Le Rav Rav Nachman, turning on to the next someone here. Wait a second over here. Beha Tamar Bia Rishona, Ibra. Tamar conceived for the first time she had relations. We know the famous Maisa with Tamar. She married the son of Yehuda, the oldest son of Yehuda, Er. Er was a Rasha, and Hashem, the Pasuk says Hashem killed him. And then Onan was supposed to do Yibum, and he does Yibum, and he did the same Avira as Onan. So she was a very big Tzadikah, so she wanted to have Bia with Yehuda, so she realized that Shela wasn't being given in Yibum, so she ended up disguising herself, Lashma, as a Zona, and Yehuda ended up having Bia with her, and then she ended up becoming pregnant from that and have twins. Originally, we're going to take out the Otsiel Vesarif, and she didn't say who it was. She said only the Choson was, and that's how Mashiach ended up coming from this Bia of Yehuda and Tamar. So now, so Gemara says, wait a second, wasn't this Bia Rishona? Amar Lei, Tamar Be'etzma Macha, Tamar, she crushed her finger before to break her hymen, and therefore that would be able to enable her to have pregnancy. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Ba'achol Shabbos Rabbi Tamar Shman. That all the brides in the name of Rabbi, they used to also crush their hymens before they got married. They also called Tamar. Why do we call them Tamar? As a compliment, Al Shem Tamar Shabbach Bet, but Tamar did it as well. It was a compliment to them. Why did they do this? Because they were very, very holy women who wanted to, after they would have marriage, they wanted their husbands to go study Torah, because someone who's married is not going to be thinking about other things. He's going to be able to study Torah, B'Kedusha V'Tahara, to go away and study Torah. So now, they wanted them to become pregnant right away. They were so marich every moment of learning Torah. You know, there were people like this. That's Batsheva Kanetsky that's telling her husband, Reb Chaim, who are living examples of this, how much every moment to them was so precious, how much she cared about every moment of Reb Chaim. That there's so many stories about that. But anyway, so they wanted to maximize that potential, and therefore they broke it before it. Even Bia Rishona, they'd be able to get pregnant, and then their husbands could go away and go study Torah. So the Gemara says, Wait a second. The Gemara just goes back a second. So that was the answering that you could break the hymen and they'd be able to have Yerushalayim. The Gemara said, why do you have to come on to that answer? There was Erev Onan who had Bia with her prior to Yehuda. They were married to her. Erev Onan Shimshon Shelo Kedarkan. Erev Onan had relations not Kedarkan, only through the other side, not through the normal way of having relations, through Bia Shelo Kedarkan. So the Gemara says, Meisi Vei, Akasha, Kolesim Varba Chodesh. 24 months a woman is nursing. Dash b'vifnim v'zara b'vachutz. A husband, when having relations with her, he's allowed to have bia with her. He starts the bia process, and then before the zara comes out, he's allowed to have the zara come out to before being with her. He can split on the ground. Because the reason is because there's a sakana different from that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Because there's a major sakana to a woman getting pregnant the first 24 months, because if she gets pregnant, she's going to lose her milk, and milk was essential to the diet of the baby. So therefore, we don't want her to get pregnant. That is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which the Chacham Rishon Amalo Alalo Eino the Kamais Erev Onan. That's mamish the mice of Erev Onan. That's what they did. They were dashed from the Yotzim Echutz. They had bia. They started the bia process, and then they spilled it on the ground. We see from this brisa though, the Erev Onan had bia. Via Kedarka, the normal way, they just spilled out the Zera. So then that's the process of the Pesukim. The Gemara says, Kemaisa Erva Oinan, Veloi Kemaisa Erva Oinan. And a Chanami. That, really the Chachamim say that, it's like the Maisa of Erva Oinan and not like the Maisa in one way. What? Kemaisa Erva Oinan, it resembles the practice of Erva Oinan, is that it's Shchita Zera Levatala, Dechsiv, Vaya, in violation of Israel, Echavishichas Arta, that he would waste the Zera. That when it comes to Maisa Erva Onan, they did it unnaturally, meaning they didn't have via the normal way, they had the other side of the woman. And here, Vavka Gedarka, whereas here with the case of the Braisa, is referring to, it's talking about where it was done the normal way. That's going to be similar to the Maisa Erva Onan. Rashi and Chumash explains that with the Maisa of Erva Onan, not like the Gemara over here. That's all big kasha. That when, there's a few examples of this. Rashi goes Kipshuto Shel Mikra against sometimes what the Gemara will say. So many, the Mizrahi explains over there that the, one of the super commentaries on Rashi, that Rashi is going kipshuto shel mikra, and the Mizrahi himself points out that in the Gemara, the Braisa said, lechora, that Maisa Erva Onan was dash b'vnim mizrahi b'chutz, like the way that Rashi explains it, they would waste the seed in the ground, they had bia kedarka, and then they would waste the seed. That's what the bashas of the psukim are, but that's a very interesting point that, Marsha is very bothered by this. Why is the Gemara so bothered? Why is the Gemara so understanding that Erva Onan had, bia shelo kedarka? Maybe they just, that's the bashas of the Braisa that apparently said they have some Mesura. We know the way the Ramazim Pesukim, they're able to understand Pesukim, that was the Masorah, that they had Bia Shiloh Kedarka. There's another point that Rav Moshe asks, Rabbi Elazar is the most machmer shita on Hotzar Zera Levatala. How in the world is he allowing Hotzar Zera Levatala over here for the sake of this? Just let them, just say that it's usher for them to have Bia those 24 months. So we see over here that since there's a mitzvah of Ona, the mitzvah Ona for my husband to be with his wife, and there's a danger over here, so then if the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Elazar only because the Zera is coming out afterwards, but if Zera was going to come out first, or Moshe discusses in Tshuva, discussing ramifications of this, then it wouldn't, and if it's a process of having Bia, that might be a Taina, that would be necessarily considered Hotzah Zera Vatala. That's a big Shaila if this is Rav Moshe over there to discuss with that child. Anyway, the Gemara says, Bishlam Onan, I understand, going back to the Braisa, I understand when it comes to Onan that he wasted his seed, Dichsibay, Vishichas Arza. He would waste it on the ground. Ella, Er Minala, how do we know that Er also was guilty of the same sin? So the Gemara says, Amar Avnachmar Yitzlak, Rashi and Chumash Kotas, Zichsev, Vayamas, Gam also. That he also, that the Lashon of Gam, Afu, but also Misa Mesa, that he was guilty of the same Avera, of wasting seed, of not wanting to impregnate Tamar. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Onan. Now I understand why Onan did this. Mishim Lo Yazar, the Pasuk says, because he didn't want, he realized that the child wouldn't be his, it would be like, it would be after his brother, it would be like his brother's child, and that's why he didn't want to have relations with her normally to be able to be her to become pregnant. El Er, why did Er my time Abadadli? Why did Er do this? Kadesh Lo Tisarba Viachashova. She was so beautiful, he didn't want to conceive and then her become pregnant. She's not going to be as beautiful, and that's why he did this. That's the Pasuk also, what we learn out by the Dora Marvel. Shachzu Aretz, that's one of the things they did also. This is like Bechina of the Dora Marvel, what Er was doing. So the Gemara says, Taner Abanan, similar Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'isha Asher Yishkav Isha Usa Shichva Zera, V'rachus Maim V'tamo Da'arev. So they're having Bia together, and she is Tame. Osa, so what's the lesson Osa? Shachav Isha said, we just had this 6 parsha, by the way, parsha of Torah, that if you have Bia with her, both the man and the woman are going to be Tame. They have to go to the mikvah, and then next night they'll be Tahor. So Osa Prat Lekala, Osa is exception of her bride. A Kala on the first night of her, that she does not require to, after the Bia Rishona, she's not required to go to the mikvah. She's not Tame. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim and Prat Shelo Kedarka, that excludes that if you have Bia Shelo Kedarka to the other side, that would not make the woman Tame. Amar Lehun Breid Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Lema Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Torah Chasa Al Tachshis Echala. Why is it that it's Potter over here? The Torah cares so much of the makeup that she put on that she shouldn't go to the mikvah, meaning it's a rhetorical question. Why is it that the Torah says that at the end of the day, why should we distinguish between her bride and anybody else having Bia with her husband? Why should we assume that one is going to be chayav to go to the mikvah and the other ones are not? Amar Leh, Lefisha ain't Isha Mitzvah Bia Rishonah. No, because a woman can't become pregnant from Bia Rishonah, she therefore is not going to be saved as Shechva Zera, because again, it's not forgivable of creating into a child, therefore that's not going to be the Pasuk of Shechva Zera, that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. Only from someone who can have Bia Rishonah, not Bia Rishonah, this Pasuk is talking about that. The Gemara says, but Mike and Mithlagi, what are they arguing about? Rabbanan Savre, Shechva Zera Prat Lahara. That Shechva Zera is coming to, the initial stage is referring to the initial stage of Bia, the hara is the first point of bia, the point when a man first starts the process of having a relationship with his wife. Osa is referring to prat l'shalokadarka in natural way. Rabbi Yehuda savar shalokadarka v'ara mishich vadzera nafka. The unnatural way and initial stage of that's when the same pasuk of mishich vadzera. According to him, that's all from the same pasuk. Therefore, they can be excluded for the same words because it's the same thing. Osa pralakala. Therefore, he has the extra drasha teach you. Osa teach you that a bride is also pater the first night of a wedding night. Kiyasa Rav and Rabbi Yochanan kol shishas achar bayla aser esher shana venisis. And just another halacha here. Any woman who waited after her husband death 10 years and then decides to remarry only after 10 years, shuv eino yoledes. She should no longer be able to bear children. That's what Chazal tell us. Amar Rav Nachman lo shana ela shein daitali nasa. That's only halacha where she has. No plan of remarrying. If she does chance of remarrying, then then she can conceive. Amrele Rava Levas Rav Chista. Rava said to the daughter of Rav Chista. Rava ended up marrying Rav Chista. The daughter of Rav Chista. The daughter of Rav Chista was a widow. She was originally married to Rav Bar Chama. He died, and then 10 years later, she married Rava, and she had children. Kamran Rabban Abbas, the Rabbanan are concerned about you because meaning that how is it that you were able to have bia after 10 years? Maybe you had bia with somebody else, or you thought about having relations that time, or you thought about having what was it? How able she married Rava after 10 years, and she was able to stay to have children. Amar Le, Ana Das Hizchalai Dahavia. My mind was on you the whole time, Rava, because there's a famous Maisa. You want Rabban Abbas tells us to begin Rabban Abbas that as a young child, the daughter of Rechista was on the lap of Rechista, and she saw his two talmidim, Rava and Rechana, and Rechista said, "Which one are you going to marry?" And he said, I'm going to marry both of them. And there ended up being that what she said as a child, and the Gemara says that it's like there's a certain nevuah to children, something's happened later on in life. So now, she ended up marrying Rabbi Chama. Originally, Rabbi Chama died. She was waiting for Rava. She knew that prophecy was eventually going to happen, that she ended up marrying him. So then, she saw that that this was going to happen. So Gemara says, Ahud Aisel Lekamed Rabbi Yosef, Amrullah, Rabbi, Ana, Shechisi, Achar, Baile, Esher, Shanim, Vilarati. So she says, I waited 10 years, and the rabbis are wrong. I was able to give birth. Don't mimic what the rabbanan say. Admit what happened, actually. Amrullah, she says, you're right, actually. He ended up pressing her enough, and she ended up saying, in the interim, I had bia with the non-Jew, and that's why after 10 years, she was still able to have children. Okay, Bezer Shem, we'll pick up with Amar Shmuel tomorrow's daf.